From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. There were 41 fewer hate crimes reported in Missouri in 2018 compared to the previous year, according to the most recent FBI data. However, these reports are submitted voluntarily by police across the state. And Karen Aresti with the Anti-Defamation League says it's not a reason to celebrate just yet. Aresti says there's been an increase in discrimination against the LGBTQ and Jewish communities. Victims just don't always report it out of fear.
Fear of the federal government, particularly if they are not documented. Fear of local law enforcement. No sense of trust that the community will really respond to what they need to. And fear of being seen as a victim.
The FBI data shows 64 reports in 2018 compared to 105 in 2017, but there were also fewer Missouri agencies that voluntarily reported in 2018. The MU School of Law received a grant of nearly $500,000 from the U.S. Department of Justice to fund the school's Innocence Clinic. For more than 10 years, MU law students have been working with the Midwest Innocence Project, a nonprofit organization located in Kansas City, to investigate cases of possible innocence. According to the Columbia Missourian, the grant will fund resources to review cases involving Missourians convicted with the use of eyewitness testimony, and for whom DNA testing may now prove their innocence. The U.S. Senate has confirmed a St. Louis County attorney known for her opposition to abortion and support for religious rights to be a federal judge in St. Louis. Senate Republicans yesterday confirmed Sarah Pitlick to a lifetime seat on a federal court, despite the American Bar Association rating her as, quote, not qualified for the position. Pitlick is special counsel to the Chicago-based Thomas More Society, a not-for-profit conservative law firm that is, quote, dedicated to restoring respect in law for life, family, and religious liberty. The Missouri Coalition for the Environment sued the EPA Monday, alleging new drinking water rules undermine protection of Missouri lakes. The coalition said in a news release, measures need to be taken to prevent excessive algae blooms and die-offs because of nitrogen and phosphorus runoffs into the state's lakes. The owner of a Missouri coin-operated game company wants a judge to shut down another company's video gambling terminals, alleging they are illegal and hurting profits. According to the Columbia Missourian, TNT Amusements filed the civil lawsuit last week in Crawford County against Torch Electronics. The suit also names Midwest Petroleum Company, which replaced TNT machines with Torch machines at a truck stop along Interstate 44 in the Missouri town of Cuba. The devices, which work in a similar fashion to slot machines, have been rolled out across the state by Torch and other companies. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.